This is Passport to Texas. Once twin sisters Markley and Louisa Ehrlich, seniors at Austin High in Austin, learned about colony collapse disorder, which is a phenomenon that causes the death of honeybee colonies, they wanted to do something to help.
And so I decided to call Texas Parks and Wildlife, and they connected me with him.
Him is invertebrate biologist Michael Warriner. Markley says they originally wanted to build a hive for European honeybees as a class project, but Warriner suggested an alternative.
I steered them more towards making bee blocks in that it helps native bees.
Native bees do not use hives or make honey. Some, called solitary bees, will use the bee blocks, which are hefty pieces of untreated lumber drilled with holes in which to lay their eggs. Louisa Ehrlich says bee blocks are safe in suburban backyards, as solitary bees won't defend their nests. Plus, they're an asset to agriculture.
And so it really surprised me that there were these local solitary bees that, in fact, are heavier pollinators than the honeybees.
In a one-acre orchard, for example, 200 solitary bees are more effective pollinators than 10,000 European honeybees. The girls, with the help of their brother, made and marketed 24 bee nesting blocks, and they're donating the money they raised to pollinator conservation through the Houston Zoo. Make your own bee block. Find out how at PassportToTexas.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.